Total Tuscany Podcast, number 18. Ciao, and welcome to another edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast. I'm Travis Justice, joined by my partner in Tuscany, Mr. Pat Campagna. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, Travis. I wish I was in Tuscany.
So do I. You know, we tend to pretend that we visit there on a weekly or biweekly basis with this podcast, but sooner or later, we're going to be back there, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Absolutely.
But a good way to stay in touch with Tuscany is through the various social media channels. And, of course, you can follow Total Tuscany on Facebook, just like our page, or also follow us on Twitter, at Total Tuscany. But what we've seen over time as we've started our blog, our podcast, and our presence on social media is that there's so many other people out there that share stories, share pictures, share recipes, share travel tips about Tuscany, because social media has really connected a lot of different people. I mean, look at the people we have met just through the social media channels. We've never met them in person, but we've met them via Twitter, we've met them via Facebook, and we've met them via podcast. Social media has really shaped the way I think travel and meeting people who like to travel moving forward. I think social media has done some great things.
And it's connecting people from all over the world.
Yeah.
How many people are contacting us from other countries?
And it's a lot of fun. But also, social media can do a lot of things because it gets people to interact. And when you travel, you're always looking for the best deal or the great places to go. You're looking for reviews. Now, this is a first on the Total Tuscany Podcast. We're having a guest on for the second time.
A repeat performance.
And it's Urbano Brini, who, of course, was on the first time talking about the Florencetown tours. He is also a co-founder of Freepee. Freepee is an app that offers basically, it's a social media app where travelers become engaged, offer reviews, do all sorts of things in exchange for free stuff. And here today to teach us more and tell us more about Freepee is Urbano Brini. Urbano, I got to start this by saying you're a very special person because you are the first repeat interview guest on the Total Tuscany Podcast. You should feel very special about that, you know.
Oh, hi, Travis. Nice to talk to you again. How's it going?
Very good. It was funny because we've had a lot of people who we interact with in Tuscany, whether it be Georgette Jupe, some other people, some bloggers that started using this app called Freepee. And I was very interested to say, okay, what is this? Because it seems to be mostly Tuscan stuff. You can get free stuff as you travel, but I wanted to know more about it. So I inquired because I wanted an interview, and they said, well, you need to talk to Urbano Brini. I'm like, oh, I know Urbano. We've been on before with this. So you also run Florencetown Tours, but you're also involved with Freepee. In the simplest of terms, what is Freepee?
Thank you, Travis, for your wonderful words. Well, you know, we're not busy enough with Florencetown, so we decided to work on this new project that is called Freepee. Freepee is a social travel network. Actually, the name belongs from the word free, like a free trip, free meal, and hippie, like the happy traveler of the 60s that travels on a Volkswagen bus. Mm. This will lead to a new generation of revolution in tourism. Freepee is a social travel network where users, they actually share their travel experiences, sharing their comments, their reviews, their pictures, and doing every single action, they gain points. They can reuse these points on the same platform to have access to free offers, like free rooms in hotels, free meals in restaurants. And this is possible because on the other side, we have social suppliers putting together offers for those social users that are happy to talk about it. And this is gonna be a great marketing tool for them because they will reuse, they will give a new life to their unstressed inventory, you know, those unsold spaces that are actually killing them in this travel business, because hotels, they won't make any money out of an empty room. So I say, well, I'm gonna give a new life to this empty room, getting in touch with two new friends, two new social travelers that are going to talk about my room, my hotel. And this is going to be mutual benefit for both of them, travelers and suppliers. This is Frippy, Travis.
Urbano, it sounds to me, this is Pat, it sounds to me like this platform you've created allows people to do what they're doing anyway, which is to talk about where they're going and what they're seeing, right?
Yes, it is. Like people, they are free to open the platform and to write a review, post the picture about last year's trip to Greece, or they can open the app when they are traveling, actually taking an Insta review of their dinner, of their lunch, and talk about the place where they actually are. And Frippy has many innovations. First of all, you know, the geolocalization. So you can actually tell where people have been, and they can talk about that place when they are there in that moment, so there's no risk of fake reviews. Frippy is connected to Facebook, so actually you have the name of the person that was on that hotel that day, and so you cannot mess around with the fake reviews, and they are actually leading to bad things for suppliers and people that, as well. And also, it is very good because people finally get rewarded for their social action. Come on, everybody's now posting pictures, checking in with Foursquare, but I mean, what they get back? Nothing. With Frippy, they get rewarded finally. They do.
It sounds like this site actually encourages people to be honest about what they're seeing. Does it matter if they give a positive or a negative review?
No, actually not, because, okay, my name is Urbano. I talk about my travels, my past travels, and I gain points. When I gain points, then I can spend these points everywhere, so I'm not forced to talk good or bad about the place where I'm going, because I'm actually kind of spending my money. My points are like my money, so I don't owe anything to that guy that is giving me a room for free, you know? So I can be, I just need to be honest. That's what we want. But they can say good things or bad things. Of course, on the opposite side, we encourage these suppliers to be nice to these new travelers, because they will be talking about their experience. These are new social travelers, like a new generation of travelers. You know, Travis, we used to have journalists in the past 80s and 90s. Journalists have become bloggers. I was in Rimini talking to a friend, and he said, nowadays we have more bloggers than pigeons in Florence. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, bloggers are everywhere. So people, they don't even trust bloggers anymore because there are too many. So who should I trust? My friends, of course. Like my friends, if I go to a place and I talk about it, my friends will be connected to me through Facebook, and they will probably follow my direction, my recommendation. And friends are the new bloggers. So your community will lead your choices, will drive your choices for the future. This is what we believe at Frippy.
You know, that's an interesting take on it, because, and go back to the reviews, good or bad, you're not going to tell a friend, you steer them the wrong way. And, you know, negative reviews aren't always bad, because they can help the proprietor out in helping his own customer service, but it also helps your friends make a decision informed.
Because
you don't want to lie to them, say, oh, it's the greatest place in the world, and they go have a bad experience. So,
yeah, as long as they're truth and honest, no problem.
Yeah.
Like, bad reviews have always been like in the past, like, you know, like I like this restaurant, or I don't like the restaurant that is expensive, or that is very nice. I mean, it always been existing, but we want to give a face to the person. Why shouldn't I tell you who I am? Like, okay, I mean, I didn't like your restaurant. I will tell you that the sushi wasn't great. Okay, but why shouldn't I tell you my real name? Why should I hide behind, Hulk Hogan 84? You know what I mean?
Because anonymity has really been the downside of what I think a lot of reviews are, a lot of chat rooms, and is it believable? I'm with you 100%. I respect a review, good or bad, a lot more when you put your own name on it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And this is how we like it, Travis. Like, there are many restaurants and hotels that have been doing like very bad in the past years, just because their competitors is investing a lot of money into making fake reviews or to write bad reviews against them. Or, you know, people, they sometimes, even travelers, they go to an hotel, maybe they're not happy to get a discount. They tell you, hey, you know what, if I don't get a discount on this, I will write a bad review on your... This is not good. This is not correct. Things like that shouldn't be done. So we believe into, you know, honesty, and we believe into real review, truth, anytime.
So, Urbano, I'm sure that... the listeners are wondering, okay, so if I sign up and I work with Freepee,
yeah,
how many reviews does a person have to write before they start putting these points, these monetary value to what they're doing?
Well, you know, it depends, of course, which as you get inside, as you get into Freepee, as you get logged in, we already give you some points, so you will start to travel for free since the beginning. Like maybe not a hotel room, but maybe a lunch for free or a drink at your bar or your favorite bar. So you'll start to travel for free right now. It actually takes, let's say, 25 reviews to get a room for free. So then you, from a, you know, being a traveler, you become a social traveler, and then you can travel for free. It depends. Like, there are like even 5-star hotels, there are 4-star hotels. It depends on the price of the review. So these points are required, may vary. I must say that on an early stage that we are now, we are pretty good with social travelers. So to encourage them to write, we give a big value to what you write right now. And we were very surprised, Travis, to see that hotels and restaurants are very happy, and very happy again to give spaces for free, because now they understand they can make money, they can have a visibility on the social network, just inviting people and giving them little things. Like, maybe for you, Travis, you might say that a room is very expensive, like $100, $200, but to an hotel, an empty room doesn't cost nothing. Like, the cleaning expenses is a very small amount of money, but they're happy because maybe you will extend your stay of one night, maybe you will drink by the minibar, maybe you'll be eating at the restaurant of the hotel. So they say, just like in Vegas, you know, it's better to have somebody rather than being empty.
Well, yeah. You know, when I signed up for Freepee and I did it through the Facebook page, I was automatically given 2,000 yeah. points, and that gave me a free bottle of wine at a bar, I believe, in Florence, or a free pizza at a restaurant in Florence. So right away, I know the next time I'm in Florence, I can get, if I don't spend them somewhere else, I can go have a bottle of wine or I can go have a pizza. So you start off with 2,000 points right away. Now, the majority of places right now that you can get free stuff happen to be, at least that I'm seeing, are in Florence or in Tuscany. Is this a regional platform, or is this a worldwide platform right now to where I can go write a review at a place in Chicago, or I can write a review at a place in Tampa, Florida, or if I'm in Spain, can I do it in Barcelona? What's the reach of Freepee right now?
Okay, so Freepee actually is a global and a local project. Like, that means that in the future, you'll be able to write about Maldives Islands and maybe collect a free coffee on your neighborhood, like behind the corner. Or at the same time, you can write about the best pizza you have in your small village, but you can travel for free in Berlin, for example. So it works globally and locally. At the moment, we have people writing about reviews about all over the world. So you gain points writing about any single restaurant or hotels in the world. So you gain points everywhere. But you can only use Freepee to collect products like free rooms and free hotels and free restaurants in Italy. At the moment, we're working on, we have a developed a high community management in Florence, Tuscany. Very soon we will be in Milan and Rome, and we're expanding.
So Urbano, does the our listeners, if they start traveling now and they write about their experiences, are they able to use these points next year? Are these are they banked, or do they lose them after a period of time?
Well, at the moment, no, Travis. At the moment, we want people to write more, not to lose the opportunity to travel for free. So at the moment, we are very good at 3P, and you won't make any. We won't make any problems about that. Maybe for the future, who knows? This currency may vary, like the value may vary a little. But for the moment, everybody's welcome to write about anything, and we will keep the value. So. You know, just write, just talk about where you've been and what you've seen, and travel for free, be social and travel for free.
Urbano, what's interesting about that, and I hope everybody listening to this is listening to what you say, because there's a unique opportunity here, because the Freepy is still ground floor. Let's call it beta. It's that early. So we're based in the United States. So if there are people who are getting ready to travel to Tuscany or Italy, you can write about things in the United States that probably nobody's ever touched, accumulate a massive amount of points, and really travel fairly cheaply when you go to Tuscany by cashing in this stuff, right?
Yes, Travis, that is how it works. Like, you are a man from Philadelphia, Detroit, LA, we don't care. You write about places you have been. You know, your holidays in Mexico, your trip to Brazil, and you make points. Then when you travel to Italy, for the moment, of course, you collect all your free lunches and dinners and free rooms, because these people, these suppliers, these restaurant manager, these hotel manager are happy that you are showing your community of friends that you've been there. And these free spots will drive your choices. Like, you'll be happy to stay at this hotel because it is offering you a free room or a free lunch. So then you're going to spread the word to your friends, because they will see where you've been in Tuscany. And maybe if they go back, these people will maybe choose the same hotel or the same restaurant. This is how it works.
So is there a website, or is it all app-based?
It's both.
Okay.
Because, yeah. I mean, little by little, it will be an app, like only an app. But for the moment, we decided to have a platform so people can easily, you know, collect all the pictures, all the information, all can type all the reviews about their past trips. But for the future, we want to make it, you know, Insta. We want to make it live. So the future, there will only be an app.
Okay.
For the moment, we have a platform and an application for Android and iOS.
Okay, and that's where I was going to lead in, because I'm backwards. Pat has an iOS. He has an Apple phone. I don't have an Android phone. I have a Windows-based phone. Is there any time? Are you working on a Windows-based app? I know I'm in the minority. The majority of people are Android and Apple. I get that, but because of my work, I have a Windows-based phone and a Windows-based tablet. So, yeah. Is there a plan to work with Windows?
Yes, we are. Freepy is rapidly growing, and we're expanding, and we will work on that too. So be patient, Travis, and you'll be able to travel for free very soon.
So, Urbano, I know it's growing. If Travis and I were to amass a fair number of points, which I think we are planning to do, and we're in Tuscany, how many hotels and restaurants are currently a part of Freepy?
At the moment, we have almost 250 suppliers that decided to post free offers on Freepy.
Wow. You're growing. Yeah. You are growing fast.
Yes, and trust me, it wasn't a big problem, because just like a guy, like a restaurant manager, he said, "So guys, I will exchange visibility, just making a couple of pizza more." No problem. I mean, for them, like, a cost of an extra pizza is literally nothing. And of course, maybe those days there is like Monday nights, Tuesday night, those nights that are a little slow, you know, when you are like 95% that your restaurant is going to be like half full and half empty, then you say, why not? Why not to have two social travelers that are going to talk about my restaurant? They will eat a free pizza, but maybe they will order beer. They will buy a coffee. So, yeah, I'll do it.
Is there a search option on Freepee? So, let's say I'm traveling to Tuscany and I see a restaurant. I can go to the Freepee app, type that name in, and see if the review comes up?
Yeah, yeah. So, you can see what other social travelers think about that place.
Can I cash in Freepee points for a wonderful Florence Town tour?
Yes, you can.
I guess when I look at it, and you are so passionate, and your passion really comes through because you are doing good for the traveler. But I'm going to be honest. How do you make money off this? How do you make money?
With Freepee?
Yes.
We don't make money. We don't want money. We want we want to change the world of tourism. No, what I mean is, Travis, little by little, we're going to introduce some marketing packages for these suppliers. Believe me or not, one day they will be able or they will be ready to pay to post their rooms for free. You know,
like, yep.
Big data's, big, you know, there are many revenue models. But actually, this is something that we're not focusing on at the moment. At the moment, we are thinking about building one of the largest community of travelers from all over the world that finally are paid back for what they write, for what they post. So we don't care for the money right now. Maybe in the future, but we'll see. First of all, we want the whole attention of the web. Then we will see.
Urbano, Travis and I are extremely impressed. This is going to go well, very well for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Travis.
It was funny because we were talking about this before we got started, and neither one of us really knew that much about Freepee because it is that brand new. But listening to you and listening to your vision, it's very contagious. And I promise you, I'd be disappointed that if everybody who didn't listen to this podcast didn't sign up, because they're gonna see your vision. You articulate it so well. And when we talk about social, and you bring up Foursquare, you bring up Twitter, you bring up Facebook, there's so many ways to go social. But for some reason, traveling really is a social network. I know there's lots of different niches, but people love to travel. It lets you grow as a human being, and people love to share their travel stories. That's why we started this podcast, was for people could, you know, learn more about Tuscany and share their travel stories. And I think this is just another platform, a unique platform, and I know it's going to be a successful platform for you.
Thank you, Travis, for your words. It's always a pleasure hearing your expert point of view. And I must say that Freepee concept can expand into new models, maybe for rent a car, maybe for, you know, cruise, maybe for other, you know, excursions as well. Like myself, I mean, Freepee experience belongs from not from an IT technology point of view. It belongs from a tourism point of view. Like me, Luca, and Marco, the founders, we are entrepreneurs in tourism, and we strongly believe that there should be a better end of an empty space. You know what I mean? Like, why should I have a bike tour for tomorrow morning? I have 20 spots available. Okay, I have 12 people booked right now. Why shouldn't I give two rooms for free for two potential travelers to subscribe for tomorrow morning? The people that have been talking about other places, people that are reliable, people that have been talking, they need to be paid back for that. And so I'd rather have two people more on my tour. Maybe these people will buy me a t-shirt. These people will buy me another tour because they understand that our level of quality is pretty high. So they might book another tour. So it's better to be full rather than empty. You know what I mean?
It takes the old word of mouth to a whole different level, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And I'm with you. I'll be honest. When I go to a restaurant and I know that I have, let's say, a $50 gift certificate, and I'm going to get $50, I usually spend an extra $50 and maybe $100 because I feel, well, I'm getting $50 for free. Why not spend a whole lot more?
Right. We buy a nicer bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true. You know, especially when you're in vacation, you open your mind, you open your heart, you open your wallet, and it goes the same direction. Correct. 2 weeks ago, I had a friend that she booked a room out of Florence in the Tuscan countryside, and she only had the room for free. And the day after, she was so happy about the room and everything that she stayed for breakfast, because she was kind of feeling a little, she wanted to give something back to these people, because she had a wonderful stay. They gave her a great room, so she paid breakfast, and they were very happy too, because they would have been empty. So she had two people staying, maybe two new clients for the future, and they paid breakfast. So everybody was very happy, including us at Freepee.
If you're going to search Freepee, it is FreePPIE. Urbano, for people who want this app right now, what is the best way to get signed up? Well, give me the ways right now to get signed up to Freepee.
Well, just go to our landing page, freepee.com, and there will be a link to connect you to the platform and to connect you to the app store to download it. Very easy.
And you can also sign up, I believe I signed up through the app on Facebook, and you can also follow Freepee on Twitter. Urbano, yes. Brini, you are a visionary, my friend. You are welcome back on this podcast at any time. Your stories are magnificent, and I wish you the best of success with Freepee. My wishes and Pat's wishes are not needed, because we know it's going to be a huge success.
Congratulations in advance.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Travis. Thank you for your support and beautiful words. You're more than welcome to come and visit me in Tuscany.
Pat, I think both you and I agree that this is going to be a huge application that a lot of people use.
I would be very surprised if, why would our listeners not want to sign up for Freepee? I mean, why would you not want to be rewarded for doing what we all like to do, is to travel and talk about it?
And he brings up a good point, because I've used Foursquare and I got bored using Foursquare because I didn't sure if I got 10 check-ins at one place, I might have got a free cup of coffee or something like that. But this is completely different. You're accumulating points that can be used at a lot of various different places. Now, full disclosure, I'm the social media geek. You're not a social media geek.
Not at all.
So do you see yourself downloading this on your iPhone, and when you're at a restaurant, do a quick review?
You know, I do, because I'm self-interested. I want to go back to Tuscany. I want to spend time there. And right now it's all directed there. But this is something that we're doing naturally. We're doing it anyway. And I may not do it live like you might, Travis, but I would certainly go back and talk about it.
And keep in mind, if you're listening to this, especially if you're here in the United States, this application launched in May of 2014. They did the Travel Expo in Fort Lauderdale. This got a lot of buzz. It is still the ground floor.
It's 6 weeks old.
It's not old at all. So therefore, there are a lot of places that have not been reviewed. There's a lot of so there's so much potential for growth and start accumulating points. So you don't need to be in Tuscany to start accumulating points. The great thing is, if you're planning your trip to Tuscany, you can accumulate points and then know that you can spend them and travel for free or extreme discounts when you're there. And trust me, you'll be thanking Freepee when you arrive in Florence.
Our friend Urbano. Thank you, Urbano. Take care.
Magnificent. If you like the Total Tuscany podcast, make sure to follow us on iTunes or Stitcher. Please follow us on Twitter at Total Tuscany and like our Facebook page. For Pat Campagna, I'm Travis Justice. Thanks for tuning in to another Total Tuscany podcast.